Yellowstone Park is celebrating completion of a two-year, $29 million renovation of its oldest lodge, the Lake Hotel. Now, all of the Lake Hotel's redecorated rooms are ready for guests now. Penny Preston reports people worked through two bitter winters to complete the project.
In 1889, 27 years before there was a National Park Service, construction began on Lake Hotel. It is Yellowstone's oldest. 2 years ago, reconstruction started.
The hotel had been touched pretty harshly over the years.
That's reconstruction architect Dennis Johnson. He says it was a challenge to return the hotel to the Colonial Revival period architecture. With yellow clapboard siding and 50-foot columns, the grand structure reflects the taste of wealthy visitors from the East in the late 1800s, not the rustic Old Faithful style. Yet, Old Faithful architect Robert Reamer added these and other decorations, including the sunroom, a porte-cochere, and tiled fireplace. The recent reconstruction took place through two winters, with temperatures as low as 36 below zero. And, oh yes, there were earthquakes.
There were some earthquakes. There was a pretty good one here this spring from the Norris earthquake that did reach down here and did a little bit of damage.
Earthquakes were the primary reason for the reconstruction. Reconstruction Superintendent Patrick Marble says they worked hard to make sure it can withstand more in the future.
I mean, you see the columns in this room, and a lot of those columns we had to put in structural steel in. You know, so we literally ended up supporting massive sections of a building that was built in 1891, a huge historical landmark.
The park recently celebrated the final phase of the reconstruction. Phase two remodeled more than half the hotel's rooms, from peeling wallpaper and problem plumbing to a luxury room with the view. Concessionaire Zanterra paid for the hotel rehab. Park Superintendent Dan Wink noted historic preservation is one of the challenges the park faces.
These great old historic structures take a lot of maintenance. They take a lot of care.
In his congratulatory speech, Wink announced new protections in the works for the 123-year-old structure.
The hotel just passed the first hurdle for designation as a National Historic Landmark, the highest level of significance and protection under the National Historic Preservation Act.
Wink said the approval is expected late this year. Even as the ribbon-cutting ceremony celebrated the completion of the latest facelift, Wink looked forward to the challenges of the next milestone, 2016.
2016 marks the 100th anniversary of the creation of the National Park Service.
Wink noted Yellowstone is much older and will celebrate its 144th anniversary in 2016.
But 2016 is really an opportunity, I think, for the nation to look at the parks and to understand what kind of future stewardship these great places are going to take to have them be places of great resource preservation.
From Yellowstone National Park, I'm Penny Preston, reporting for Wyoming Public Radio.